Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we have the feast of St. John Newman. He's remembered today. St. John Newman, he was born in Bohemia, but he came to the U.S. in 1836, and he went to the immigrants, laboring in the Niagara region until he joined the Redemptorists. And in 1852, he was made Bishop of Philadelphia. During his 8 years as bishop, he gave himself totally to establishing schools and parishes for his mostly immigrant flock. Brothers and sisters, he was a man who was close to the sick. He was at home with the poor. He was a friend to sinners. And today he is the honor of all immigrants, and from the viewpoint of the Beatitude, the symbol of Christian success, said Pope Paul VI in his canonization homily. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. Here's a man who came from Bohemia in the 1800s. He went immediately to the immigrants. He wanted to take care of the poor. Brothers and sisters, may we ask him to pray for us, that if we see someone very, very poor, that we would stop, that we would turn to that person, that we would see what we could give them. Please, brothers and sisters, the poor are so loved by God. And you can say, well, I don't have very much, but can you even give a dime? Please, brothers and sisters, draw close to the poor in whatever way you can, because God is with them and loves them so dearly. So we take a look now at a reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, verses 11 to 18. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. Yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. That is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love. Think of that. God is love. And whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Don't be afraid of the Lord. Don't be afraid. I think of those moments when we stand before his judgment seat, and there are things I see that I need to change in my own life right now. And what about you? Are there things that need to change? Are there habits that we've gotten into? Do we swear? Do we take the name of the Lord in vain? Where are we? Is my conversation every day pleasing to God? not my even my conversation to him, but my conversation with others. How do I act? How do I love? Open your heart more and say, Jesus, love through me. Help me to put aside anything in me. Just help me to love. And you will spread the love of God. That's what God wants. That's what we all want, I think. But we have to make a decision to really try. Because our humanity is not perfect. We make lots of mistakes in life. But if we can change little by little, we can give God praise, great praise, by turning back to Him, by coming again into His presence and saying, Lord, I've sinned and I'm sorry. I want to be your son, or I want to be your daughter. Please help me to do that. And believe me, He will. Let's take a look now at Psalm 72. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. O God, in your judgment, endow the king, and with your justice, the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Saba shall bring tribute, for he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Think of how God uses us to fulfill that psalm. Look at this person. Look at that person. Everybody running around. Everybody going is so busy. But just to take a minute or two and say, can I get you a glass of water? If you're working with that person, if you're dealing with them, do you want to share lunch with me? Do you want to, whatever the case may be, but do you include, if people seem alone, that's where you want to go. Open your heart to them. Don't be afraid. God loves you very, very much. You know, I say that often, but I want to repeat it again. He loves you very, very much. Open your heart to him. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 to 52. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and they cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified, but at once he spoke with them. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. That means that they just did not understand what God was doing, and so their hearts were hardened. But God worked a miracle for them. He came right to them, walking toward them on the sea. And he fed them. He took care of them. But, oh, brothers and sisters, they did not believe at that time. What about us? Does God do something very good for us when we say, oh, well, that was a happy incident, or, oh, wow, I never expected that. Where did that come from? And we're looking at people and not at the Lord. If you know that it's not the people, please, please thank the Lord every day. Thank him for what he provides for you. Thank you that you follow him and listen to him, because this word is living. This word has the power to change your life. It does. It really does. It certainly did something in my own life, substantially, to want to follow him more closely. You know, I would go to Mass as a child, and I just didn't fully understand. Even after my first communion, I didn't fully understand the readings, and I didn't know what they meant. But the older I got and the more I listened, really listened, God helped me to understand his word. My dad would tell me, or my mother would tell me, what this word meant or that word as I was trying to begin to read. But it was really all from God. He loves you. I keep saying that, but you know, I don't think I could say it enough. Even you might be tired of it, but I don't think I can say it enough. Jesus loves you right where you are, right now. He loves you. If you've committed sin, please, please ask God's forgiveness. Please go to the sacrament of confession. Please. It's embarrassing, but the priest will never say a word about it. Never. You are so loved. Even just sitting now doing this program, I just think of the heart, the sacred heart of Jesus, who reaches out to all of us, every single one of us. He reaches out to us, and he wants us to know him more and more, because you and I need to pass it to the next generation. We need to give it to those who are much younger than God is, I mean. I might be old, but I'm not that old. I need to follow him more and more closely. All of us do. Listen, just say, Lord, just stop every once in a while and just say, Lord, I love you. Do you want me to do anything for you? And there might not be anything. Might be just silent. Just turn to him today, and may God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.